This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Old baby and dropped it on its head on purpose, you would lose that child if you were seen doing it. And you should. If you're wondering why it's like a zombie apocalypse out there, why there's mental illness everywhere, why people seem so incredibly stupid, it's because the Soviets, the communists, the proto-globalists that took over had work camps. And they put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water and lots of other stuff to test it on the people in the gulags. I went to HEB this morning, the crew did, walked right in. It says HEB baby fluoride water. Let's zoom right in on that. And notice it shows you the target. It's kind of like buying a box of 30-06 rifle shells. Rifle rounds, and on the cover's a deer. And there's a little crosshair on the side of the deer. I have you not.
Target, maximum firepower.
It's time to kill brain cells. So much more fun to take our time. And then it's bye-bye brain, and you've got a good automaton.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his like little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
But you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I tend to say this a couple times a week now. 20 years ago, I didn't, but it's really true. We have reached what I could call a quickening. Everything's starting to come out. The eugenics, the plan for world government, the plan for depopulation, the plan to end humanity as we know it, the fact that the ruling establishment are a bunch of psychopaths and sociopaths who get entrance into the club by abusing children sexually. Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction, and denying it has gotten in the position we're in, but there's no way that all the censorship and all the control is ever going to put the New World Order back together again. I mean, I was just reading all the studies admitting fluoride causes massive brain damage in children. They still, and most of the major brands, put a huge dose in the formula. And you wonder our IQ is so low. It's all on purpose. And by the way, they admit Obama's science czar says they did it to make us stupid. Yeah, these are bad people.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe. Let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future. Struggle these days to say what the top story is. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, it was always evident what your top story was. But now, I just really can't say. Probably Bernie Sanders and other candidates on a CNN climate change, that means depopulation forum, on CNN last night, saying we need to abort people to depopulate the planet to save the Earth. The message that humans are inherently bad. Now, that's really what goes on at the Rockefeller and Carnegie endowments and through the Albert Einstein Institute, who its main division on population control was run by Jeffrey Epstein for Bill and Melinda Gates, David Rockefeller, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, and, of course, a lot of other folks like Oprah Winfrey. So when you see him up there talking about depopulation and all the rest of it, that we're going to play that clip next segment, remember that there's a larger agenda behind this, not just depopulation, but the post-human era. And that has been the plan of the eugenicists since 1850. Six, when it was adopted by the British Crown as their world policy, and then was finalized and publicly put out in 1962 as the post-human era via the merger of human and machine via cybernetic symbiosis. And I read to you from DARPA documents, from ARPA in 1962, from the director, saying the post-human world, the merger of man and machine, and of course the eradication of Homo sapien. It will be the new Homo sapien, or Homo sapien new age is how it translates out of the Latin. Or the new age human. But first it must transcend us mere mortals. So whether you believe they'll ever actually implement this or not, they're in control, and they've basically already built 90% of it.
So our main mission is building a pro-human future, and a lot of you understand that, and I appreciate that. You share the information, and it's all available to anybody. I'm not the person that first discovered this. I'm just popularizing it. Thanks to Matt Drudge. We got, last time I checked, late last night, 1.5 million visitors to our top link story. We had 5,000-plus visitors a second coming on during the show. A lot of people that never visited InfoWars.com yesterday, thanks to Drudge, top linking the story about Trump administration considering social credit score system to determine who can buy a gun. And I had Tom Papert in here, who writes for Big League Politics, runs some TV stations and things, and he's got some other sites as well, and he's hooked in with the Republican Party. And he was getting calls yesterday saying, is Jones right? Is this real? And Papert said, it links to the Washington Post and the white paper. It's completely real. And Ivanka Trump has made statements about it. They want all the little computers in your house, all the smart devices, all the Alexas, all the Google Assist, to give all the data over to HARPA, being set up by DARPA, and the individuals that actually run HARPA, that's already actually operational in a beta test. Both of the directors worked at the National Institutes of Health at the highest level for, you guessed it, Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, and it gets better, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, Trump's a delegator, and just because he's shown interest in this, and just because Ivanka's pushing it, doesn't mean it's going to happen. Just like they wanted him to do the red flag laws and get rid of due process, and now he's totally against it because Trump got educated about being taken to the woodshed. And I don't take any pleasure in that, but we all had to do that, didn't we? Well, it's back again. And this thing is so draconian, it'll make your head spin. So we have Tom Papert, who's a smart cookie, with us in the second hour. Mike Adams pops in on the Bernie Sanders eugenics push. Robert Barnes is with us at the bottom of the hour to hit some key intel. We are going to be filing lawsuits next week. We've been a few weeks behind, but next week we're going to be filing some very important lawsuits in defense of America and free speech. So have a first look at that. And Freeway Rick Ross, who was the largest ever admitted government narcotics trafficker for the Central Intelligence Agency, will be in studio with us. And then, of course, Matt Bracken will host the fourth hour, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, and a smart individual, very informed as well. A lot of folks listen to him, so I hope you'll listen. Okay, here's what else we've got coming up for you, and it's a lot. We have South Africans setting fire to other African migrants in a wave of xenophobic attacks. No, it's called tribalism. And they know how Africa works and the rest of the world before Christianity, where any outside group, you let it get big enough, will enslave you. That's how Africa works. So the Africans killing the other Africans understand how the ball bounces. So we're going to be explaining that. I'm not defending it. This is just what goes on. If you're not from South Africa and you're black, particularly, you get set on fire. Somehow Trevor Noah found a way to blame white people. I've got that video as well. No, there's been a 14-times increase in South Africa since apartheid was ended. I'm not defending apartheid, but it's like chopping your arm off so you shoot yourself in the head 5 times. Apartheid's chopping your arm off. The communists running things always goes bad. I mean, it never goes well. So we'll be looking at that. Also, we're going to be looking at the latest Epstein information. That's the biggest information yet, other than him mysteriously committing Arkanside there. So much more coming up today. But as we go to break, I want to just remind listeners, we are only here because of your tutelage, because of your patronage, because of your support, and I salute and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want to unveil a product that I believe, because I've been taking it for several months, you may have noticed my clarity and focus in the last few weeks really tuning up. When we say it's a complement to BrainForce, our best-selling nootropic, that's got all the known best-selling, highest certified, award-winning ingredients. We didn't reinvent the wheel. That's why it's a bestseller. We went out and found out what the best-selling, high-end ones were that were $80 a bottle. And then we sell it usually for $35, discounted right now for like $29. But we went and looked at the latest research in the last year, and it's not like Knockout that's meant to make you go to sleep and has 8 known ingredients to synergistically work together, like L-tryptophan and melatonin and other things to make you really sleep deeper. It's a people love it. Knockout. Chill force is really meant to be taken with things like brain force or turbo force, which even the big hit piece against brain force said, well, it did create focus, clarity, and smoother speech. The guy had to admit, well, wow, works way better than espresso without the crash. Exactly what turbo force is designed to do. I just went out and cloned between the top three brands. Well, Chill Force does that, but with the latest, this is going to be the new rage the next few years, where it's a system that chills you out, but heightens your awareness. It's like a smooth, zen awareness. You can get Chill Force out of the gates, massively discounted right now, 40% off introductory, and you get it with Brain Force Plus. The two bottles are 50% off together. These are incredible products. Chill Force is amazing. It may even be more amazing than Brain Force. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com and support the pro-human revolution.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Every day, David Knight kicks them all off, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the David Knight Show. Informative, hard-hitting, extremely well-vetted and documented. Owen Schroyer, always on fire, 3 p.m. Central. And we'll have some big announcements on Friday about some new shows that we're going to be carrying. We're not just going to produce shows, we're going to be carrying some new shows that are already out there and established. A lot of big things. We will be, because I've been behind for a while, 20 hours live a day very, very soon. We've been gearing up. We've been expanding. I've been spending every bit of money coming in to launch into 2020 to get the globalists as hard a run for their money as we possibly can. Okay, so let's get back to brass tacks. The world operating system of the mega corporations in the last, really, 50, 60 years, has been about planetary government to carry out forced depopulation. Now, remember, Hitler died at the end of World War II in the Berlin bunker under the Reichstag, or the Reichschancellery, actually. But his ideas lived on. But Hitler didn't get his ideas from the Nazi Party. Hitler was funded by British intelligence. The National Socialist Workers Party, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, was funded by the Rockefeller family, and it was funded by IBM. Now, that's all Pulitzer Prize-winning, New York Times number one best-selling books, and that's the history. I don't just believe those books. I've gone and read the source documents. I am someone of a World War II file. I've read over, let's not exaggerate, 300 books probably or more and encyclopedias on World War II. And when you read it, it's all right there in Order of the Death's Head and Rise and Fall of the Third Reich and all these famous books that Hitler wanted to carry out worldwide eugenics. But it gave it a bad name. Hitler gave it a bad name, in their words. So the World Eugenics Society, headed up by Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian, became the World Transhumanist Society. So when you're in Hollywood or you're around billionaire hedge fund people in say, New York, or Paris or London or Tokyo, you're not in the club unless you are a transhumanist, posthumanist who believes you're going to live forever and be God. Now, they can't outright kill us right away except with wars and famine. And HIV obviously was a race-specific bioweapon. Whites can still get it, but it's very, very hard. They have cures for it. That's why Magic Johnson, all those folks are still alive. But it's well known. And my dad even told me this back when the thing was raging in the mid-1980s. He said, son, that's a bioweapon. The whites don't have the receptors for the system that attacks the T lymphocytes. I didn't roll my eyes, but it all later came out. I said, how do you know that, Dad? And he just said, well, I read some medical journals. Truth was, he was in Dallas talking to a lot of folks that worked for the government, and it was an open secret. Now, let's just continue, ladies and gentlemen. This has all been beta tested. It's a soft kill. So fluoride in your water, lowering your IQ, lowering your fertility. That doesn't kill you right away until you die of cancer, but it makes you statistically not able to have as many children. So it does kill people in the billions, technically, in the aggregate. And so Sanders knocked for comments linking abortion to population control. Well, that's what Margaret Sanger is. That's what Planned Parenthood is. That's why, in like New York State, 70-something percent of blacks never got born. National average is like 40%. But Black Lives Matter is funded by the very same institutions that are aborting the blacks. They want blacks to hate police, hate white people, so that there's a racial division in the country pushed by leftists. And then, of course, they never look under their noses at how they're being exterminated. Billionaires try to shrink world population, report says. Associated Press. Again, oh, This is from 2009 with Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates in New York. Sanders under fire for remarks on population control. Abortion and population control are important parts of addressing climate change. Get rid of the humans. And, of course, Bernie tells the crying baby to keep it down. Let's play this little meme piece where Sanders did say, keep that baby quiet. He's a super rude jerk, mean to all his employees, known to be hateful, known to not tip. This has come out in the news recently, but I've been told people close to him. He ripped off and bankrupted a college, stole the money, gave jobs to his whole family. He's a dirty criminal who never had a paycheck till he was 40.
But he has a right to rule you, and he will.
So here he is again.
Quiet that baby down. Here it is.
Now, you know, we could joke about that all day, but here's what he really thinks about babies. Now, remember, all these globalists have gone to TED Talk. And Bill Gates releases mosquitoes, and he goes, here's the answer to overpopulation. Mosquitoes to reduce population. He lets mosquitoes loose. He's showing him what he's already really doing. He's involved in releasing sperm whale mosquitoes in Florida. See, first he does it on a stage, then he does it in real life. He's involved in the weather weapons, everything. Chemtrailing, it's all declassified. Just like they're listening to you with devices in your house. Just like the fluoride brain damages you. And so they know exactly what they're doing. And in that same talk, he said, we've got to reduce the CO2. It's going to kill the earth. It's what plants breathe. Super trace gas. We need more of it. It used to be hundreds of times higher in our ancient past. We need it. But instead, he says, we need to get rid of it. But humans also put it off. So we've got to reduce that number down. And he shows the human number at zero. And the TED Talk group giggles and laughs because they're all leftist eugenicist types who, again, don't care about life. They're here as the rulers. They're here as the post-human group. They've been let in on the club. You understand that? And see, now they're externalizing the method. So here's Bernie Sanders and his hate letter to humanity. Here it is.
Earth has more than doubled in the past 50 years. The planet cannot sustain this growth. I realize this is a poisonous topic for politicians, but it's crucial to face. Empowering women and educating everyone on the need to curb population growth seems a reasonable campaign to enact. Would you be courageous enough to discuss this issue and make it a key feature of a plan to address climate catastrophe?
Well, I think the answer is yes. And the answer has everything to do with the fact that women in the United States of America, by the way, have a right to control their own bodies and make reproductive decisions. And the Mexico City Agreement, which denies American aid to those organizations around the world that are that allow women to have abortions or even get involved in birth control, to me is totally absurd. So I think, especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
Now, that sounds reasonable until you understand they're pumping glyphosate and fluoride out and wrote books decades ago admitting they're doing it to dumb us down and reduce population, and they're specifically targeting high IQ populations who they see as competition to them, and then trying to balloon lower IQ populations. Andrew Yang isn't from communist China, but he might as well be. He hopes to shape our system to curb meat consumption. They're going to take everything away from you. They're going to track everything you do. That now vegans are suing neighbors that cook barbecue outside. It's all about a post-human world, all teaching you to hate yourselves. Stay with us. We're going to hit a key topic when we come back. Did I really just lose a Sandy Hook lawsuit? No, I didn't. Wait till you hear this.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders came out and said we need worldwide population reduction, particularly in brown people countries. Isn't that interesting? Yes, the eugenicists, the left, Margaret Sanger, all funded by the Rockefellers, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, all funded by the Rockefellers who literally created the Nazi ideology. That's in mainline history books. Naturalnews.com has an excellent article. We've posted it in full to Infowars.com. So hit refresh. Bernie Sanders announces support for global eugenics and depopulation, calls on accelerating abortions in countries populated by people of color. And that's the Democratic Party constantly telling you about how Nazis are hiding under every single bed. find out the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next hour, we're going to have Tom Papert of Big League Politics. He also runs some TV stations that carry our transmission. Very smart talk show host. He dug into who's behind this move by Trump. Really, it's by Ivanka. They're trying to sneak it past him to create digital red flag bureaucracies run by the National Institutes of Health and DARPA, calling it HARPA, where psychiatrists and big tech create an algorithm, a profile of you, and then take your guns for these micro psychotic telltale signs, they claim. That's just a bunch of phony propaganda. So we're going to be talking about that with Tom Papert. Yes, this is really happening. Digital red flag laws. And then Mike Adams is going to get into the eugenics. With us, Freeway Rick Ross is going to be in studio. He is the biggest busted cocaine dealer in U.S. history and publicly worked for the Central Intelligence Agency. Gary Webb, of course, was killed right before his new book was going to come out and vindicate all of that. He'll be in studio in the third hour today. Now, joining us is constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, and he's also a defense lawyer. He's also a civil rights lawyer, and I wanted to get him on today. I know when listeners hear about Sandy Hook, your eyes glaze over. So do mine. But this latest escapade with Sandy Hook disinformation is illustrative of how the corporate media lies in mass towards a certain aim. So if I can show the viewers a close shot of this, please. Another twist in the Sandy Hook family's defamation case against Alex Jones. That's the Washington Post 2 months ago. Got no coverage. You have to specifically search the headline to even find it. It's buried. That there was a special interest case where the Supreme Court came in of Connecticut, took over the case before it ever even went to trial. Years before it was going to trial, which is incredibly rare, saying that there were anomalies to how I was being treated. We'll let Barnes, who's an expert on this, describe how important this is. Notice you don't see how we're winning there and how they're trying to railroad us, but it's so bad that even Supreme Courts are coming in, not after the case, but before. Very rare. But then look at this. Alex Jones seeks $100,000 from Sandy Hook families. The Daily Beast. None of that's true. I waived attorney's fees, but now they keep filing more and more suits on top of it for no reason, so we're not going to be able to do that. Alex Jones seeks $100,000 for Sandy Hook families. Totally not true. They're the ones suing me. Father of Sandy Hook victims wins defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones. The Associated Press, it says, I wrote a book with James Fetzer I've never read. I'm not in the book. I mean, I read it after I learned I supposedly wrote it. I never lost a suit. And everybody's running around saying, I've lost, because they know they're going to end up losing in the end. But they don't care. They want to declare I've lost to scare everyone. See, it's all about perception. And so I've even seen talk show hosts that I know. I was in a video yesterday just so happy going, I told you he lost his appeal of his trial in Texas. He's going bankrupt. None of that was true. I've not gone to trial on any of this. Clearly, it's been filed in Democrat-controlled areas to railroad me. It's so obvious that the Supreme Court of Connecticut got involved. I mean, this is amazing, but it does make me wonder, what are they going to do next? Here's yesterday, all over the newspapers, and the paper locally today. Jones loses Texas appeal in an ongoing lawsuit with Sandy Hook father. Didn't lose an appeal. We'll explain that in a moment. Here's another one. It's all over the New York Times, everywhere. Alex Jones loses. Alex Jones loses. I have to pay all costs, they claim. Well, then I read it all, talked to lawyers yesterday, and that wasn't the case. So Robert Barnes joins us to, again, illustrate how if they can't actually assassinate my character and destroy us in the real world, thanks to your support, your prayers, they'll just announce I'm dead, like saying Mark Twain's dead when he's not. To say, oh, look, he's a loser. We're winning. They're losing. America was never great. It'll never be that great. Barnes, you're the expert on why they're doing this. We're going to counteract this next week. We're not going to announce that yet, but the switch will be filed next week. We're ready to announce that's happening, just not the specifics until you're in studio next week. But you've got the floor of this segment next. Was I accurate in what I laid out there? Because you're the expert.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there were several different components that were misrelayed in the press, and that they knew that they were misrelayed in the press by some partisan members of the press, like Huffington Post and others. And so, for example, what happened in the appeal case was the question was whether or not the appeal should be heard before the trial court hearing or after the trial court hearing due to some unique timeline issues under Texas law. If we did not file the appeal, then we could have waived our arguments for an appeal. So we had to raise it. And what the appeals court said, no, we're going to send it back to the trial court. Let's have the trial court have the hearing first, and then we'll have a hearing on the merits. No merits decision has ever been issued by any appeals court in this matter. So the relaying it as a lost appeal, as if it was a lost appeal on the merits, and saying a bunch of costs were due that were not going to be due, just appellate costs or very small costs that you pay. So the that was entirely misinterpreted and misrelayed by the media and the press. There was some discussion of discovery that was misrelayed and misinterpreted by the press. There's no question that the most significant development to date in the all of the Sandy Hook-related cases was the Connecticut Supreme Court taking that extraordinary action to get involved and to intervene in the case and to say, we really need to look at this and see what, and usually that's like a 1 in a 10,000 proposition. So all kinds of people request the Connecticut Supreme Court to get involved in cases prior to a hearing, prior to trial, and it's because it relates to a new First Amendment issue. All of the cases concern the First Amendment, whether the First Amendment has a safe space exception that allows people to sue someone if they feel emotionally upset by the nature of their speech, even if no specifically false statement was made about them as an individual. That's one of the critical issues that's paramount and pervades the Sandy Hook cases constitutionally. But the one the Connecticut Supreme Court took up is whether or not a court can effectively censor or use its power in the judicial system to censor someone's out-of-courtroom speech. Because that's effectively what took place there. And there, in fact, the U.S. Supreme Court many decades ago said that that cannot happen. A famous case out of California involving Harry Bridges in a labor union case where Bridges said a lot of very controversial things about the court hearing. Basically, Bridges said he wasn't going to obey, the labor union wasn't going to obey the injunction and a bunch of other conduct like that. And the U.S. Supreme Court said that's protected speech under the First Amendment and no court can issue contempt or any other form of sanction or discipline for someone's politically protected speech. So I think all of these, it's extraordinary that these cases, the real legacy of these cases, despite the political attempt to use them to tar and feather your reputation, to try to deplatform you, to try to scare off audiences from supporting you, that's their political objective of the press and some of the politicians that have propagated the case. But the law, the lasting legal legacy of this case will be the protection of the First Amendment and what it means for the free press and free speech. As I told CNN yesterday, the key issue in this case is whether press and speech will remain free in the United States. Because if some of the legal theories being pursued are permitted or allowed, then press will no longer be free and speech will no longer be free in the United States. So these cases will establish the true scope of the First Amendment and will probably be the most seminal, foundational, fundamental First Amendment cases in the country for decades to come.
And by the way, you're not just saying that. The Washington Post, the New York Times, Rolling Stone, they all say, we're ending the First Amendment using Jones. We don't need it anymore. It's bad. That they're not even denying that they're ending free speech in America and trying to use a straw man they built of me. I want to get into some other big geopolitical issues, get your take on some things, but I want to briefly get back to AP, who we're looking at suing, refuses to retract this story. Stay with me.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
System they're setting up where the medical tyranny is dialed into all your tech, all the audio, all the video from your smart devices that aren't listening to you. It's not even bombshell anymore. It's like, yeah, they're listening to us. And yeah, you have nothing to hide. It doesn't matter. They're going to make stuff up. It's a tyranny. They're the bad guys. We're going to get constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes' take on that in a moment. Before that guest joins us, and several other big issues. During the break we were talking, he wants to chime in on Bernie Sanders and the eugenicists at Planned Parenthood. But first, this headline out of AP. We are filing some suits next week. We're not going to announce those quite yet. I can tell you AP is in the running. We still have, we've got six or seven on the table written up. We're just last minute going to be talking the next few days about what we're going to do. Bob's going to get here. He'll be here Monday, and we're going to make those decisions in the next few days, about the middle of next week. But I can tell you AP is in the running here, saying, I lost a lawsuit for saying nobody died, even though that's free speech, for a book I wrote called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook that my name's not on, that a professor wrote, and the article's not even about me, but they stand by it. It has a publishing number. I'm not in the book. I'm not on the book. And they just laughed at Barnes when he's called them. He's written them letters. The Wall Street Journal republished it. And people walk by me and say, aha, you lost. It's creating like a self-fulfilling prophecy, they think, for juries in the future. I'm trying to figure out exactly what this is, but here it is. Father of Sandy Hook victim wins defamation lawsuit against Alex Jones. And it hurt my feelings. I got sent a clip last night of a talk show host I helped years ago, nothing but nice to. We're just in sublime pleasure going, Jones lost his appeal. Jones lost this. He's going under. And these are even conservatives, I guess, get brownie points with YouTube doing this. But it's so sick, and it's not even true, Robert. So what's the psychology behind this?
Well, I think the press is so used to lying and libeling about you that they just do it routinely and regularly. I mean, they just sort of went nuts with it this summer with a wide range of lies and libels by everybody from the Young Turks, the New York Times, prominent individuals, the Associated Press, Market Watch. So you had a wide range of individuals and institutions who were so accustomed to getting away with lying and libeling people on the political right, and particularly you and President Trump, probably more so than anybody. The combination of the two of you have been the targets of more lies and libels than almost anybody, fake news stories, that they don't think there's going to be any consequence to it. I mean, that was part of the reason that started the Free America Law Center in order to support these kind of cases, brought the Covington cases, because even though they may be difficult cases in certain contexts, there needed to be at least an effort at meaningful remedy. And so what you're seeing is, there was the white shoe boy that they deliberately misconstrued as Jew boy. There was a false statements about that you set things to set child porn to Sandy Hook families. That was completely false. So there was a wide range of lies and libels that even people that are critics on social media and other places were shocked by the scale and the scope of the lies and libels. And my point at the time was this should raise questions for everybody about what else has been said that's a lie and a libel. Because there have been a lot of false statements out there about you, probably more so than any other member of the press in the country or in the world, really. And that's because they feel threatened by the success of InfoWars, the ability of the audience to stay committed to InfoWars, to continue to support InfoWars. I think that was something they thought never would happen. So they just kept escalating the lies.
Well, that's
the
right. They hate the activist bulldog audience, and I'm not kissing the audience's butt. Folks, you guys deserve the Congressional Medal of Honor and the information war, not me. You're the ones that have literally done it all with our supporters, this great crew. So let me ask you this, Robert. Why do you think they got in the position to lie this crazily and to do these things? Because all it's doing at many levels, and it's hurt us in some ways, it has caused damage, but it damages them as well along the way.
Yeah, they're willing to risk their own reputation. It's sort of a different variation of what they did against President Trump. They're willing to completely destroy and wreck their own reputations as a desperate effort to destroy an individual that they considered the biggest threat to their control of the established narrative. So, and they've been the gatekeepers of established narrative for so long, for really a century or so, at least a half a century since the 1950s. They've been able to control what people hear, and by doing so, control what people think and what people feel permitted to say. And so they've been shocked that someone like President Trump could succeed, shocked that the InfoWars audience could make that make President Trump a real possibility, and shocked by the power that InfoWars audience was able to fuel the most independent press network in the world of this scale and scope. And so they it's like anybody that's in trouble, they reach to desperate measures, even ones that risk their own reputations to do so. And that's really who they are and what they're about.
Let's bring this up. I also have gotten the calls and people going, oh, your lawyer Barnes, the Covington case got thrown out. No, you, when that got filed, said, watch, this $500 million is going to get thrown out. I'm going to wait and see how the courts respond. I've got a year, and then I'm going to file them, which you're obviously about to do, and actually probably win. You what got like an 89% win rate or settlement rate. I mean, you really are one of the ace lawyers out there out of millions and millions of lawyers. It's just a fact. And that's why so many Democrats and operatives want you out of the cases where you represent us. They just go crazy. And the way you've called all my cases and the way you've predicted what was going to happen or how the Texas Supreme Court just ruled so that we can open up operations next week. I mean, you've really been uncannily able to predict all this, so you might want to set the record straight. Your Covington kid cases have not yet been filed and have not been thrown out.
They have not been thrown out at all. We did file them at the beginning of August, so we sued everybody, including Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Sure, I was thinking you got more coming, too. So, sorry, I misspoke.
Oh, yeah, no problem. In fact, what was interesting was Senator Warren's response. So she tried to drag the whole case into federal court, and her argument is that once anyone is elected to Congress, they have a license to lie and libel anyone in the world, even if it has nothing to do with their
job.
Exactly. She claimed an immunity that has never been granted to any elected politician.
Don't they only have it on the floor? Don't they only have a quasi-immunity on the floor?
Exactly. What you have is the speech and immunities clause of the U.S. Constitution, and there's a statutory version of that, which has only ever been applied to either statements made on the floor, which, by the way, there are specific rules that govern what you can say on the floor. That's why those rules exist, is to prevent them from using the floor, their internal rules, from using the floor.
That's why you're not allowed to disparage or defame, because you're violating the immunity.
Exactly. You're violating the internal rules of the House and the Senate, so you don't abuse the speech and immunities clause protection. And the only other place it's been extended to is press conferences and things like that about what happened before the committee. But in every other context, congressmen and senators have been held liable and responsible when they went out and lied and libeled about
private citizens. So she's trying to open up an imperial form of immunity.
Absolutely. One that would basically say, hey, if you're a liberal, get elected to the Senate. It would be like this, and say, oh, now I got elected to the House, or I get elected to the Senate. Now, because I'm another senator, I can lie about my ex-wife. I can lie about my neighbor down the street. I can lie about my – I can call my neighbor a murderer.
I can lie about my taxes.
I can just lie across the board, destroy people's reputations, because somehow that's a privilege of an elected politician, and it's not. They have to do it within their official duties as an official representative of the government. Then they're given immunity to protect the scope of their speech, but that is not a green light to lie and libel a bunch of kids from Covington, Kentucky, that had nothing to do with the senator from Massachusetts.
All right, Robert, we got to go to break. I want to come back and get into Bernie Sanders and his abort brown people statement. He actually said that. We played it earlier. That's coming up. And then we've got Tom Pappard in studio. Yes, Trump is have people proposing gun confiscation right now. So we'll go back to Robert here in just a moment. First off, ladies and gentlemen, it's your last chance, because we're running out of it, to get Carnivore 90. This costs us $17.80 a bottle. It's the highest quality beyond probiotic. It isn't just the good bacteria. It's the enzymes that dissolve all that protein, all that fat that's stuck in your guts and your stomach, and just dissolve it all out and help you absorb it better. It goes great with MycoZX, the anti-yeast, the anti-fungus probiotic. It's the very best that we have out there. And our Flora Life probiotic. You owe it to yourself, especially if you've been taking antibiotics and stuff. It kills the gut flora in your body. It kills the enzymes. Everybody needs a free bottle of Carnivore. When you get DNA Force Plus at 50% off, the incredible BioPQQ CoQ10. It's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondrial DNA, so good for everything in your body, and it funds the InfoWar. This product is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Even though we're selling out here in the next few weeks, I'm going to sell it at 50% off till it sells out. But I'm going to have to end the Carnivore 90 in the next few days, because we're down to only 500 bottles as of last night, and that purchase makes this operation possible. But quite frankly, I'm selling stuff out very close to cost. I've got to reorder now to get stuff in by January or February of next year. So a lot of these products, like Ultimate Bone Broth, are about to sell out for the year. Please support the InfoWar. Get a T-shirt and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.